This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that one major reason for the opposition to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is the fear of dynastic parties after the opposition defeated a bill for women's reservation in parliament and state assemblies. In an address to the nation last night, the Prime Minister said these dynastic parties feel that if women become empowered, their leadership will be in jeopardy.
Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam ke virodh ki ek badi wajah hai in parivarvadi partiyon ka dar. Inhe dar hai agar mahilaye sashakt ho gayi to in parivarvadi partiyon ka netrutva khatre mein pad jayega. Ye kabhi nahi chahenge कि उनके परिवार के बाहर की महिलाएं आगे बढ़े.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी वॉन्ट द कांग्रेस एंड इट्स एलाइज दैट द वुमेन ऑफ इंडिया विल सिवियरली पनिश देम फॉर द सिन ऑफ फीटिसाइड. इन हिज एड्रेस मिस्टर मोदी सेड एज द लेजिस्लेशन रिलेटेड टू द अमेंडमेंट ऑफ नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम फेल्ड टू सिक्योर द 66% ऑफ वोट्स रिक्वायर्ड टू पास इट दैट द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ 100% ऑफ नेशंस वुमेन आर विद हिज गवर्नमेंट. Ahead of the assembly elections in West Bengal, the Election Commission has released new figures on voter enrollment. Since the draft list was published up to the close of nominations, nearly 5 lakh new voters have joined the rolls. Officials say around 7 lakh applications were filed through Form 6, and after verification, eligible names were added. On 28th of February, when the final list was released, 1,88,207 new voters were included. In the following month, another 5 lakh names were added. Meanwhile, major political parties have intensified campaigning in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu ahead of the assembly polls. In West Bengal, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will campaign for party candidates today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has arrived in Colombo, Sri Lanka for a 2-day official visit. During the visit, the Vice President is scheduled to call on Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumarasamy and hold talks with Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya. He will also engage with other senior leaders and members of the Indian diaspora. The visit comes amid sustained high-level exchanges between the two countries and is expected to further strengthen bilateral ties. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung will pay a state visit to India today. He will be accompanied by First Lady Kim Hyae-kyung and a high-level delegation comprising ministers, senior officials and business leaders. This will be President Lee's first visit to India. The Ministry of External Affairs said that during the visit, President Lee will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to strengthen bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan conducted a high-level review of the current status of the agriculture sector and preparations for the upcoming Kharif season. During the review meeting yesterday, the minister emphasized that farmers' welfare is of utmost priority and added that the government is fully prepared to address the potential El Nino impact. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to citizens on the occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the festival inspires to tread the path of virtuous deeds, charity and service. Mr. Modi wished that the festival would bring happiness, prosperity and good health to everyone's life. The Prime Minister has also greeted people on Parshuram Jayanti. Mr. Modi said that Lord Parshuram inspires the citizens to stand firm against injustice and remain steadfast on the path of truth. In Uttarakhand, the portals of Sri Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines located in Uttarkashi district will be open today for devotees on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. Our correspondent reports that the portals of Gangotri shrine will open at 12:15 p.m. while those of Yamunotri will open at 12:35 p.m. With this, the Chardham Yatra in the state will formally commence. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today at 3:30 p.m. while Punjab Kings will face Lucknow Super Giants in Chandigarh at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.